going to eat people too.
Yeah, he might. Okay, this is called Who Would Win? Killer Whale versus Great White Shark. Okay. What would happen if a killer whale met up with a great white shark? What if they had a fight? Who do you think would win?
Maybe a great white shark or a killer whale, but we don't know.
Right? Do you think that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Meet the killer whale, also known as an orca. It is a sea mammal. It breathes air through the blowhole on top of its head. Just like you, killer whales have lungs. They hold their breath underwater. Meet the great white shark. It's a huge fish that can't survive out of water. Sharks and other fish don't breathe air. Fish get oxygen from water that flows through the gills.
What?
That's the gills. Those are the gills.
Oh.
The killer whale has a huge jaw full of about 50 teeth. The teeth can be almost 4 inches long. A great white shark has a gigantic mouth full of several rows of razor-sharp teeth. It's scary just to look at them. A killer whale's dorsal fin looks like these. On a male killer whale, the dorsal fin can be up to 6 feet tall. Killer whales can be found in all oceans. Male and female great white sharks have dorsal fins that look the same. Great white sharks are also found in all oceans. Killer whales are meat eaters. Their favorite foods are seals and sea lions, but they also eat salmon and other fish. A killer whale was once seen grabbing a moose and a deer off the shoreline. Oh my gosh.
That's actually weird.
Yeah. Great white sharks eat fish, but also have been known to eat seals, sea lions, and even sea turtles. Sometimes they can eat people. A male killer whale is bigger than a female killer whale. A female is about 4 feet shorter. Killer whales have bones. This is a killer whale skeleton.
What's that?
That's a skeleton. That's the killer whale's bones.
That's a skull for the head, and that's a body, the skull.
What's that?
Skeleton. That's
the shark's. The female great white shark is bigger than the male. Females are wider and about 3 feet longer. Great white sharks do not have bones. Shark skeletons are made of cartilage. Feel your own ear. It is made of cartilage.
Yeah, it's only a little bit of skeleton on your chin. Like
the jaw. This just shows the jaw, because the jaw has a bone.
Yeah.
Is a bone. Although they are huge, killer whales can jump completely out of the water. In a fight, who do you think would win? A killer whale or a great white shark?
Maybe a great white shark or a killer whale, but once again, we don't know.
Great white sharks can jump completely out of the water, too. Like other sea mammals, killer whales have a horizontal tail. Like other sharks, great white shark has a vertical tail. Killer whales have no ears. They bounce sounds off of approaching fish. They use sonar to navigate, to locate other creatures in the ocean, and to find each other. They recognize echoes and other vibrations in the water. This is called echolocation. Great white sharks have a keen sense of smell. They also can detect the electricity in fish and other animals. They can tell if you are nervous. Killer whales are family oriented. They live in groups called pods. Killer whales' moms, dads, uncles, aunts, cousins, and kids eat, swim, and play together. They also look out for each other. Great white sharks are loners.
Babies.
Yeah, the babies live together with the family. Great white sharks are loners. Two or three have been seen hunting as a team, but mostly they travel, hunt, and eat alone.
That's actually sad.
Is it?
Yeah, but sometimes. But
killer whales can stop swimming and tread water in one place. They can swim up to 30 miles per hour in the ocean. That is fast. Great white sharks never stop swimming. Seawater must flow through their gills so they can get oxygen. They cruise along at about 2 miles per hour, but speed up in bursts to 20 miles per hour.
Wow.
Killer whale brain. A killer whale brain's brain looks similar to a human brain, but it's 3 times larger. That's big. Killer whales are extremely intelligent. What does intelligent mean, Tommy?
I don't know.
Smart. A great white shark does not have a round brain. It has different sections connected together. It is shaped like the letter Y.
Wow.
Scientists think that every section is connected to a different sense. Okay, a killer whale can be captured, live in captivity, and trained to perform tricks. Killer whales are stars at aquariums and amusement parks. Great white sharks have never been able to survive long in captivity. Hollywood loves to make movies about them. Great white sharks are movie stars.
Starting now.
Okay, here's the fight. So, what would happen if a killer whale and a great white shark met in the ocean? What if they were the same size? What if they were both hungry? What if they had a fight? Uh-oh, they are in the same place at the same time. They sense each other. There is intense competition in nature. They are each planning their attacks. Great white sharks like to attack from below. Killer whales like to attack from any side. They're getting closer. Then the fight happens. Crunch! The great white shark makes the first move. It tries to attack with its sharp teeth. The killer whale outsmarts the shark and bites it. 1, 2, 3 seconds. The fight is over. It's no contest. The ferocious great white shark doesn't know what hit it. The killer whale won today. What do you think would happen the next time a killer whale meets a great white shark? Who would win? Do you think the shark can overcome a killer whale's superior intelligence?
That was a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.